It's time for our first feature. Nick Richards of the Evening News has been researching the Victorian age, when the problem of drunkenness was so acute that dry bars and cafes were established to curb drinking. His article is read by Sam Elmhurst.
Rewind 150 years and things were a little different on the streets of big cities like Norwich. Widespread alcohol abuse in the late Victorian age gave rise to the temperance movement, which essentially was set up to persuade drinkers that there were ways that they could enjoy themselves without getting tanked up. Bars were established, often by temperance organisations, to encourage people to abstain from drinking themselves into poor health. Now, these dry bars, which were also known as temperance taverns, popularised soft drinks, with drinkers being asked to sign a pledge of temperance, which would state that they'd avoid alcoholic drinks. It was where drinks such as Coca-Cola and Vimto first became popular in the UK, and other drinks such as sarsaparilla, a kind of root beer, were sold. It also resulted in a boom in coffee shops, more than a century before the likes of Starbucks and Costa and Cafe Nero started to dominate our high streets. Back in the Victorian age, with not such detailed health information, switching addicts from alcohol to caffeine was seen as a very positive move. In 1837, the year Queen Victoria ascended the throne, the new Bishop of Norwich, Dr. Edward Stanley, presided over a temperance festival at St. Andrew's Hall, organised by the Norwich Society. It was a big enough deal to make the pages of the Norfolk Chronicle, who reported on the event on September the 25th, 1837. It said, "What was termed a temperance festival took place at St. Andrew's Hall, Norwich. Upwards of 1,000 persons were present, and 500 applications for tea tickets were refused. The Lord Bishop of Norwich delivered an address. Supper followed, and everything was conducted in good order." One of the big players in the Norwich temperance movement was Jeremiah Coleman, who had gained status and wealth through mustard and flour. He was elected Liberal Mayor of Norwich in 1846, 5 years before his death. And as a devout teetotaler, he supported moves across the city to encourage people to turn away from alcoholic drinks. Coleman opened coffee houses in Trowes and further afield in Corton. Another famous Norwich family involved in the movement were the Jarolds. Samuel Jarold was treasurer of the Norwich Temperance Society, while Edward Burgess was well known as the man who ran Norwich's Temperance Hotel in the city centre. Temperance cafes sprang up in greater number during Victoria's reign, with drinkers guided towards coffee instead of beer. Pubs were far from the general family-friendly boozers we find today, and it wasn't just the punters that made them such places of ill repute. A leader in the Eastern Daily Press in April 1879 had argued the pub trade was as equally to blame. It said, "The cafe movement is a response to the vice and crime and misery of drunkenness, for which licensed victuallers had to accept a measure of responsibility." The gentlemen brewers who produced the alcohol and employed many of the publicans do not feature in this analysis, but according to many in the temperance movement, they too played their part. In the EDP on January the 10th, 1900, Bishop of Norwich Dr. John Sheepshanks stressed the pressing nature of the evil of intemperance, referring to the evidence produced by the Royal Commissioner's Report on Licensing Laws, 1899. He spoke of the degradation that followed from drunkenness at either end of the social scale, and supported the Church of England Temperance Society in its aim to secure Sunday closing of licensed houses. In the early part of the 20th century, the movement started to wane in popularity. Drinking would gradually become more socially acceptable, and new laws were introduced tightening up the sale of alcohol.
Thank you very much, Sam.